Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. I've been doing a lot of traveling recently, and it's so good to be back in the studio again with my wonderful producer, Eric, and as well as Michiko Hayashi and Louise Watson's here as well. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much today for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. There's a listener survey going on right now at KKNW. And if you'd like to participate, please go to the KKNW website at www.1150kknw.com. I would really enjoy from hearing from all of you and really appreciate your support. We're scheduled during this first hour from 2 to 3 p.m. Seattle time today to interview Simon Parkes, a famous ET contactee live from England. However, there has been a time change in England about a week ago or 2 weeks ago. The clocks in England moved, back 1 hour for the fall savings time. And so Seattle is now on a different time as compared to England. And I think Simon's expecting us to call him in about an hour. So if we can't reach Simon now, we'll try him in an hour or so, and then we'll move up the second part of the show up to the first hour. Simon appears on Out of This World Radio twice a month, on the first and third Fridays of each month. He's a lifelong experience of aliens, shadow people, elementals, and all kinds of other creatures which can't be identified. He's an elected politician and has served a full term in office. His parents worked at both the American and British intelligence services. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm so happy he'll be coming on my show today. Then during the second hour, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be celebrating 5 years on the air of my radio show, Out of This World. It started in November 2013. It's now the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. With the help of KKNW and Eric Crema and producer Eric and lightworkers around the world, Out of This World Radio has had great success in raising consciousness and making this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we will create a much better and happier, happier planet. There's a beautiful, bright future ahead of all of us, my friends, and I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful help and support. During this hour as well, I'll be bringing in Michiko Hayashi, who will be discussing her new vibrational water treatment machines, which will help with many spiritual and physical problems. She'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Fair in Olympia, Washington at 9101 Stillicum Road on Saturday, November 10th. Dr. Masaru Emoto, a famous man, discovered that everything is hado or vibration. He used special hado vibrational machines to successfully treat 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014. Michiko will be giving hado treatments at the upcoming Galactic Wisdom Fair in Olympia, Washington on Saturday, November 10th. I'll be there, as well as other vendors giving readings. And if you'd like to come, it's a free fair. So if you need more information, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outoftheworld1150.com. I'd also like to thank Corey and Saul in Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as my friends Marion Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jem in London, England, Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, and we're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience in over 90 countries with over a quarter million listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793 in the United States, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. And with that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Charlie from the Crystal, wonderful Crystal Spirit Spiritual Center in Tacoma. Charlie, are you there?
I'm here, Ted. It's good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to hear from you too, my friend. Charlie, every month you have a psychic fair. Could you tell my many listeners about that, please?
We do. We have an Intuition Healing Arts Fair on the first full weekend of every month. And it's well attended by a very wide variety of different readers and energy healers. And we'd love to have people down here this weekend.
Wonderful.
On Saturday, it's 10 to 7, Sunday, 12 to 5.
Great. Well, I'll be there tomorrow and on Saturday. And thank you so giving readings, and thank you so much again. Charlie, could you tell us where my listeners, where you're located at exactly, like the address or how to get there?
Yeah, we're off of 3802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, Washington. So we're right down the hill from the Tacoma Mall, off 38th exit off I-5.
Great, Charlie. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing that. It's a
wonderful. All right, Ted, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, my friend. Take care, Charlie. Have a good day. I also wanted to add that my next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held in Olympia, Washington, in the United States, about an hour south of Seattle, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We'll have some amazing people, including Aaron Elizabeth of Health Nut News, as well as Simon Parks, who will be giving presentations. If you register before December 31st, the cost for the three-day conference will only be $55. And if you'd like more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also wanted to mention on November 10th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'll be having a very special psychic and haro fair with Michiko Hayashi and some wonderful readers, including myself, from the Moto Peace Project. The fair will be held again at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, and it's free. I wanted to tell everyone I'll be returning to Mount Shasta twice next year, from July 2nd to the 8th, 2019, and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. Mount Shasta is a very special and magical place where miracle healings occur from the Telosians and the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. We always see many Sasquatch, many UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta. And the last time we were there, we were able to telepathically contact a UFO, and Adama, the high priest of Telos, healed the vision in both of my eyes, restoring them to perfect 20/10 crystal clear eyesight. The cost is only $200 per person and includes free camping. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I have to tell you that enrollment is limited. I'm going to keep it to a small group, and there are already people signing up now for next year. So please act soon if you'd like. Erica, were we able to get a hold of Simon yet? Is he on the phone from England? No, unfortunately. It's too bad because I think I didn't write Simon in time enough to tell him about the time change. So we'll try him again in an hour. He'll probably be available then. In which case, I'm going to move up to the second hour of the program now. During the second hour, I'll be celebrating the five-year anniversary of my radio show. Started in November 2013, Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world now, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. KKNW, Eric Crema, my producer Eric Burris, and lightworkers around the world have all helped me to with the show. And I want to tell you all that there's a bright and beautiful future ahead of us. And I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful help and support. I want to tell everyone that I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I started this radio show 5 years ago with the intent of raising consciousness and making this world a much better and happier place. And it's been entirely supported through donations, and the amount of support has just been so wonderful. One of the most significant developments for me was when the vibration of the planet, what's called the Schumann resonance, doubled from about 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz in September 2016. People may wonder, what is the Schumann resonance? So it's a vibrational pattern for the planet, and as Dr. Moto found in his years of research, everything is haro or vibration. I did some research today, actually, and as recently as October 22nd, just a couple weeks ago, the Schumann resonance spiked at 472 hertz. And as of, it does vary quite a bit. Scientists on this planet have had to make a new logarithmic scale for the hertz because it's been going up and down and up, up and away. My spirit friends on the other side tell me that this vibration will go to 800 by December 2020. And what this means is that negative people, negative governments, negative corporations will completely disintegrate and fall by the wayside. And in concrete terms, this means that the current Chinese government, which will completely disintegrate by the end of 2020, according to my spirit friends. Simon has also told me the same thing, with the result that China will finally have a democratic government which will truly serve the people of China and the world. And with that, that's a reason to celebrate. Of course, with the collapse of their government will come freedom for the people of Tibet. This is an exciting and wonderful time for humanity, and we really, truly do have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. If people talk about doom and gloom with you and they say that the end of the world is just around the corner, don't listen to them because they're wrong. One of the things that I discovered in my in writing my book, Messages from the Masters, the book is a messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, as well as the Galactic Alliance and many other great spirits. Everything, single thing they told me to write has turned out to be true. For example, 2 years ago, they told me that there wouldn't be any nuclear war with North Korea, and we would be coming into a time of true peace and prosperity. And that's happening now. I was really happy to see that North Korea, Kim Jong-un, signed a peace agreement with President Trump earlier this year, and that's progressing now. I want to reiterate again, there will be no Third World War, no Armageddon. I think there will be sort of an end of life, end of the world in terms of how you know it in the third dimension. But this is going to lead on to a beautiful new future in the higher dimensions. Last week, I was in Iceland, where I interviewed the key person who helped Iceland get rid of their corrupt bankers and put them all in jail in 2008. It's an amazing story. And I was able to interview the people involved in that process. That interview will be played a week from today. And Iceland is a beautiful country. I think we can learn a lot from there, from what they did to remedy the situation. Unfortunately, here in the United States, in which we have so many good people trying to make it a better place, we actually rewarded the bankers for helping destroy the United States economy by giving them trillions of dollars, and which they were supposed to funnel down to the people and their customers, which they didn't. But we can learn a lot from Iceland and how we might be able to duplicate their experience here. One of the most important things I've learned doing my radio show for the past 5 years is that we are all very powerful spiritual beings who are destined to create a much better and happier planet. And as you know, I've been in contact with President Kennedy and other great spirits for the past 3 or 4 years, and with that, President Kennedy has asked me to play his Ask Not speech. It's a short little speech, only about 40 seconds or so. But Eric, I hope there's enough time. If you wouldn't mind playing that now, that would be great. And then I'll come back on the air.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
All of us can make this planet a better place, whether it's by giving a few dollars to the homeless you meet on the streets here in Seattle or anywhere around the world, or, for example, to helping to raise money to provide clean water filters to the Hopi Indians in Arizona. It's kind of a long story, but I wanted to tell you some good news that the first water filters are being delivered to the Hopi Indians in Arizona. Unfortunately, for years, the Hopi Indians have been drinking water that's been tainted with arsenic, and the water is therefore carcinogenic for many, many years. Unfortunately, the United States government has failed to help them totally. Thanks to Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, Leo McLaughlin of the Clean Water Foundation of Washington, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, and myself and others too, we all stepped in to raise money to buy and have these water units delivered to the Hopi so they can finally drink fresh, clean water that won't kill them. There's many people who've donated to this effort. We still need more funds. And I want to thank everyone so much for helping out in this effort. If you'd like to make a donation, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The foundation itself, the Clean Water Foundation of Washington, is a 501c3 organization. And for those who donate here in the United States, you do get a tax deduction for your donation. Also, I will be leading a spiritual trip to visit the Hopi in late April 2019 to visit several sacred sites. All the money from that trip will be going after expenses to the Hopi to buy additional water filters. As far as we are all powerful spiritual beings, and I wanted to tell you, of course, that back in July 25th, 2014, I had a Dr. Masaru Emoto on my show. Before he passed away in October 2014, he was one of the most spiritual people in the world. He found that our thoughts are very powerful, and if, for example, we send love and light to a glass of water, that the molecules in the water will turn into these really beautiful water crystal patterns. On the other hand, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, all the water molecules will disintegrate into these very negative and ugly forms. So he stood to reason, my goodness, if you raise the vibrations of water through your own positive thoughts, you can have a beneficial effect not only in your health, but also your spiritual development as well. Back on that radio show on July 25th, 2014, I'll never forget what happened. At about 3:30 p.m., he was on my show from 3 to 4 p.m. Seattle time. 3:30 p.m., we did an intention experiment with Dr. Emoto, where I asked Dr. Emoto and all my listeners, and he and I, we prayed on the air, that for a 12-hour ceasefire between the Palestinians and the Israelis who were fighting at the time. They've been fighting for weeks, and we asked everyone to send love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis, and for them to have a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies for the wounded. After the show, I went to where I was staying and then turned on the TV about 8:30 p.m. Right at that moment, I saw this blip across the television screen, and that said, immediately release. There's been a 12-hour spontaneous ceasefire agreed to by the Palestinians and the Israelis to exchange food and medical supplies. So our experiment worked completely. And ever since that time, I've been sold on the work of Dr. Emoto and the beautiful people there, including Michiko Hayashi. And what was more amazing, however, is that after the show, a few days later, I decided to listen to it again. And when I listened to it again, there was nothing but the shuffling of papers for about 4 or 5 minutes at about the bottom of the 3:30 hour. At that point, I was pretty perplexed because I have wonderful recording of equipment here, and I have very good help from Eric, from my producer here, and there was no reason why that would have been taken out. But then I was later told by my friends in the Galactic Alliance that the reptilians had taken out this part of the show and replaced it with a shuffling of papers. So now, if you listen to that, you hear for about 4 or 5 minutes the shuffling of papers, which is really strange in the middle of a radio show to hear dead space and people just shuffling papers. But they had replaced that powerful part and most important part of the radio show because they didn't want us to know that we're powerful spiritual beings destined to make this world a much better place. And we have the power within us to make it a better place. But anyway, their power was waiting. The good news is that the numbers of the reptilians and other negative entities on this planet are decreasing every day, every month, every year, every week. And soon they will be all gone, easily within the next year or two. We will be finally totally free of their negative influence. As President Kennedy has told me, we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to make this planet a much better and happier place. And that's why I'm so happy for all of you listening today. All of us can play a part of this. All of us have the spark of the Supreme Being or God within us. And if you listen to your heart mind, through your heart, as to what you should do, you'll always get the right answer. This planet, according to President Kennedy, Nostradamus, as well as Professor Albert Einstein, is destined to ascend into the higher dimensions. And there's nothing that the negative entities on this planet can stop it now, because the tide has turned ever since September 2016. The Schumann residence has gone up, up, and away. And as I said earlier, as recently as October 22nd, it spiked to nearly 500 hertz. Now, the interesting thing about that high number is that the vibration of love is 528 hertz. And I just happen to have a special the very special tuning fork that's 528 hertz. And I also have with me a crystal from Lemuria. It's from Mount Shasta, and it's been infused by Adama and the people of Telos with lots of love and light energy. So for those of you on YouTube watching this, when I hit this 528 tuning fork, which is full of love, with the Lemurian crystal, you send out love everywhere. So this, since this is a worldwide broadcast in over 90 countries, I'm going to hit this now, and this will be send love and light all over the world. I'll be doing it three times. Isn't that nice? It's just if you ever want to lift your vibrations, it's wonderful to have one of these tuning forks, the 528 tuning forks with these special Lemurian crystals. I actually have them. If you'd like one, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150, and I'd be happy to send you one. Also, too, you know, there's been so many people helping me all these years that I'd like to thank Carolyn and Jerry White of Olympia for helping me write and publish my new book called Messages from the Masters. I couldn't have done the work without their help. They might be coming on during my second hour, but we've had to move everything up from the second hour to the first hour because we haven't been able to reach Simon yet. I'm sure we will. Both Carolyn and Jerry White are wonderful psychics, and they were helping me, instrumental in helping me publish and write my book. Jerry in particular is not feeling well today, and their doggy Katie also needs some help. So if you can, please send lots of love and light and positive energy to them, and I know they would really appreciate it. Also, I'd like to thank the French Hollywood film director Emmanuel Eiter for his wonderful friendship and support. Emmanuel put me in his new movie last year called The Cure, which was released some months ago. In the movie, I talk about how all diseases are actually diseases, which have spiritual causes. So if you address the spiritual cause of an illness, you should be able to heal. I learned that from a trip to Egypt back in 1999. When I was visiting the pyramids, there are inscriptions at Luxor on these pyramids saying that all diseases are diseases. And so if you want to heal something, heal a physical problem, you need to address the spiritual issue because there's always a spiritual issue to every disease. And I never forgot that, and that's written in hieroglyphs at Luxor. For those of you who do go to Egypt, be sure to look for that. Also, a couple of years ago, I also was put in contact with the Galactic Alliance and Ambassador Twellian, as well as Adama and all the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth for their support. I mentioned this earlier, but when I was at Mount Shasta in September this year, Adama actually, who's the High Priest of Telos, came to me in a dream. And he said, Ted, you can see spiritually now crystal clear, but you cannot see crystal clear in your right eye because you damaged it many years ago. Many years ago, 42 years ago, I stared into the sun foolishly with my right eye and sunburned the retina. So ever since then, I had blurry, farsighted vision. And he asked me if I wanted to see clear again in my right eye, and I said, yes, of course. So the next morning, I woke up. And it was like a new world had been opened to me. I could see things clearly in my right eye that I haven't seen in over four decades. And I can't tell you how happy I was. There's another gentleman named Jason from Vancouver, Canada. And he had worn glasses for 25 years. And Adama came through and asked him if he'd like to see crystal clear vision as well, because he as well had really progressed spiritually. And Adama said it was time for Jason as well to be able to see. So he woke up the next morning with crystal clear vision, and he hasn't needed his glasses since. He actually threw his glasses away after that. There have been other miracles at Mount Shasta as well. There was a lady, friend of mine, who had fibromyalgia for the last 10 to 15 years in September 2016 when I first went to Mount Shasta. And the Telosians took her and bathed her in a healing bath of golden yellow light. And after they were all done, her fibromyalgia was gone, completely gone, and she hasn't had any problems since. Finally, there was a lady named Tammy from Minnesota who was with me on my trip in September of 2017, and she'd been a cripple walking with crutches and a cane for the last 20 or 30 years. at the campsite on Mount Shasta a year ago. She said that she was sleeping in her van when her van was surrounded by Sasquatch, and they asked her if she wanted a healing, and she said, yes, of course. The next thing she knows, an extraterrestrial craft from the hollow Earth appears above her van. They send a beam of light down into her van. The van opens up. She's transported into to the ET craft. She's given a new pair of legs, put back in the van. The next morning, she's ecstatically running around the camp, and everybody's asking, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? And all she could say is, she was exclaiming, "They healed me! They healed me!" And finally, when I was able to talk to her, we thought she might be on drugs, but we later realized that she'd been completely healed. She actually came on the trip again in September of this year, but she's a wonderful lady, and there's been so many different healings as well. There's been so many people on this show. It's doing a show like this is not an individual effort. It's a joint effort of many, many people. I've had the support of so many beautiful people and psychics and light workers, and I also would like to thank Judy Calley, one of America's most famous psychics, for her help and beautiful support, as well as, of course, my spiritual friends who I can feel their presence, and they are standing by, Professor Albert Einstein, whose nickname he likes to be called Brainy Boy. But actually, it's Professor Einstein. He doesn't like to be called by his last name because he says that's a sign of disrespect, and I agree with him. So whenever anyone talks about Professor Einstein and they just say Einstein, I say, could you please say Professor Einstein or Dr. Einstein? President John F. Kennedy, of course, has been a big supporter. I've been in touch with him for the past 3 years. One of the things President Kennedy told me last year, which I thought was just fascinating, he said, Ted, I'd like to tell you something very important. I've been working behind the scenes on a new peace agreement, on a new peace deal that will really help the planet. And he said, don't tell anybody. It's not the right time yet, but I will tell you when it is. Later, of course, months later, I found out the United States and North Korea had signed a peace agreement. And there was going to be no nuclear war. And then President Kennedy popped in and told me that he had helped behind the scenes with that. He'd gone into the minds of both President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And they had both agreed to come to terms because the alternative of nuclear war is something that neither of them wanted. They really didn't want that kind of conflagration. Neither did the Chinese or any other Russia or any other major power on this planet wanted a nuclear war. And so, and President Kennedy was responsible. He really helped in that agreement. He's working on other peace agreements now. And I wanted to tell you, too, that he says he is still the president of the United States on the other side and has been since he was assassinated, tragically, back on November 22nd, 1963. So I want to tell you that... we have a lot of support out there, and as well as Benjamin Franklin, Mahatma Gandhi, who came to me 3 years ago. Nikolai Tesla is there as well. He's working on a special spirit phone now to be able to talk to people here in this dimension. J. Robert Oppenheimer, as well as Senator Kennedy, and all the great spirits for their beautiful messages and support. One of the people I mentioned earlier was Carol, my wonderful friend Carol, who's been designing my website and helped me get my radio show started 5 years ago. And with that, I'd like to bring on Carol to thank her personally for all of her beautiful help. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ted. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi.
I'm fine. Everyone listening around the world, Carol's the responsible for helping me get my show going, putting up the website, doing all the due diligence and hard work in putting all the shows up every week. And she's mostly to blame for me being on the air now and on the website. So it's all your fault.
It's all my fault. Right. I'm to blame. I love it. No, yeah. I remember when you brought back the paperwork the first day that you signed on, mm-hmm. and we both knew this was going to be a really good direction for your life to go.
Well, thank
and
you.
And it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't know anything about designing websites. I have background in graphics, but... this was kind of a new thing, and we stumbled through it and managed to kind of find a look that we liked, and it's been fun keeping it up and current, so, and keeping track of your
many travels. And I feel like I know all your guests because I listen to the MP3s as I put them up. So I'm pretty closely involved with the whole thing. You really did make an incredible switch. I've known you for how many years now, Ted? What, 40? Maybe 40
over,
plus?
Over 40, yeah. Over 40,
yeah. And you've just done a complete redirection of your life, and it's just a really good positive one, and I'm really proud of the direction that you've taken. I'm really proud of you.
Well, thanks, Carol. I really appreciate it. Well, I couldn't have done it without your help. And, you know...
Well, you're right about that, Ted. Actually, you're right. You are right. No,
now,
just kidding.
Now you do accept donations for your work. Would you like to give out your bank account number for people? No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be happy to pass on my address, my phone number, bank account, et cetera, all that information later.
Right. And then you'll have a million people hacking and trying to hack into your account. So
It's all good. No, it's a labor of love. It's been fun.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot in the process. So I always like to grow in my graphics, and I always like to learn new things. So it just so happened to be a subject and a person that I care about. So that's all good.
Thank you, Carol. I couldn't have done this without your help and continuing help as well. So Carol's
very well.
Carol's responsible for the website. It's a beautiful website. And for those interested, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and you can listen to all of my past guests for the past 5 years. And it's all free. You just go there and listen. You don't have to be a member of a certain club or pay any money. Just listen to it.
Because, no, it's just the TED Club.
TED Club. Absolutely. Because I think that, you know, we're all in this together, friends.
Yeah.
And we're all here to make this world a better place. It's really been a labor of love for me, too.
Yep.
And my satisfaction comes from making this world truly a better place. And when I said that just now, This entire studio just lit up in this beautiful white angelic light. So, it's just great to have all your support and everything, Carol. And I just appreciate you so much, and I know everyone here does too. So,
I appreciate you too, Ted, and continued success.
Thank you so much, Carol, and everyone around the world. Please send lots of love and light to Carol, and a big thank you for all of her wonderful work and keeping me.
Thank you, Carol.
Really appreciate it.
Take good care, Ted.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming on, Carol. All righty.
My pleasure.
All righty.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. I also want to thank the many Native American spirits helping me, including my ancient India brother from Peru, who I met last January when I was in Cusco, and as well as White Eagle Feather. And there's also numerous other Native American spirits around me today. I can feel them. The second person I'd like to bring on, who's never been on my show before, is Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project from Tokyo, Japan. Have you been on my show before, Michiko? I don't remember
you. Hi, Ted. No, I don't remember being here on your radio show. Well, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, congratulations on your 5th anniversary. And you've been just bringing such love and light to this world. And I'm so grateful for your work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Michiko. Now, listen, you're going to be doing something special November 10th, 2019. Mm-hmm. To save me the suspense, what will you be doing on that day?
On that day in Olympia, Washington, I will be giving my Hado session that Dr. Emoto used to give to others. And what I will be doing is I will be using this vibrational machine called Kazutama 02 system, and I will be scanning people's vibration to see if there's any problem. Then if there's any problem, then I will be finding out the root cause of the problem and then imprint the vibration to cancel out the negative information of the patient or people and make their own customized programmed water. So that's what I will be doing to help people.
You know, this, if you don't mind me saying this, this sounds like something from the 5th or 6th or higher dimensions. It doesn't sound like third dimensional medicine where you basically go to a doctor, pay them $5,000, and then they say that you need to take two aspirin and have a glass of water.
Well, see, I would not be calling like a medicine because it's really not a medicine. It's like a preventive therapy, I would say.
Sure.
And it's it's not only like diseases, but for people who may have any kind of other problems, also physical problems or spiritual problems, then this vibrational machine can detect what kind of treatment they will need. And all I have to do is imprint information to cancel out the negative information. Well, so people will not have any problem.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And stay happy and healthy.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, she'll be available at the Galactic Wisdom Psychic Fair mm-hmm. and Healing Fair on November 10th, 2019. And the address is 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia. It's just off of exit 111 or 114 off of Interstate 5. For more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's a free event. Or you can call me at 509-750-9793. Thanks so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
One of the things, purposes of this show is, of course, to raise consciousness and to spread information around to raise people's consciousness. And I've been very fortunate during the past couple of years to have some wonderful guests, including Corey Good of the Secret Space Program. And Eric, were you able to get that clip together? Okay, great. Eric's my wonderful producer. Eric is going to play an interview that I had with Corey Good on September 18th, 2015. It's about, let me see, it's about 6 minutes long, but it's a good little sample of the kinds of things you can listen to on my show. And if you wanted to listen to the rest of the interview, please go to the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and go to the top of the landing page. Just click on Past Guest 2015. You can find his name and listen to it. But with that, we'd like to play this, and then we'll go on to some other topics.
Well, the mainstream media and the public are pretty much going to avoid this as much as possible mm-hmm. because they're controlled mm-hmm. by the secret Earth government and their syndicates even now. Mm-hmm. And they're going to avoid these topics and this information until they have no choice but to look hard at it. And from what I've been told through the Secret Space Program Alliance Council is that there's going to be I've discussed that there's going to be a massive data dump, a full disclosure event, mm-hmm. and that's going to include all of the massive amount of information that Edward Snowden had gathered.
Oh, fascinating.
Which has recently been decrypted, and mm-hmm. Much of that has a lot of information about the secret Earth government, its crimes against humanity,
sure.
about the secret space programs and various extraterrestrials. And there have been some recent mega hacks that have made it into the news a little bit, but they have played down the enormity of these hacks. And the information that have been pulled, the Alliance has done these hacks. They've been responsible.
Oh, fantastic.
So all of this information is being collated and ready. But before they can do a data dump, the masses, the sleeping masses of humanity, there has to be a catalyst, something that angers them, that awaken, you know, that causes them to
sure.
open their minds to be mm-hmm. ready to mm-hmm. look at this mm-hmm. information.
Sure.
And it's going to take something that's going to be disturbing, like maybe a global economic issue that will cause them to see, wow, this has been a giant Ponzi scheme,
sure. Sure.
and become angry, and then start to want to begin to thirst for more of this information, that will allow for the opportunity for these data dumps to occur.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, here's a couple of possible triggers. If the American public, for example, found out that perhaps much of their tax revenues are not going to programs here on the planet, but instead to the interplanetary corporate conglomerate off in Mars and the Moon, they might be a little disturbed about that, especially since we don't see any benefits of free energy. We don't really need oil right now.
Right. And, you know, also, you know, their money is going to that, and also the crimes against humanity, the very disturbing interplanetary slave trade that's going on, the very disturbing aspects of what's going on. You know, there's nearly a million people that have gone missing off the planet every year.
I was just going to ask you about that. Pardon me for interrupting, Corey. Could you be more specific, please, about the, did you say a slave trade? They trade in humans off planet?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a very unfortunate thing I've answered a lot of questions and talked about it on Dr. Michael Sala's website, exopolitics.org.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah, he is. And he just released a really good book. I got a chance to read. It's Insiders Speak on the Secret Space Program, I believe.
I saw that in your on your Facebook page. Wonderful book. I urge everyone to get a copy of that book.
Yeah, me too. He covers this information in depth. And what has happened is, in the beginning, a lot of people are aware that different non-terrestrial groups were abducting humans. And the secret Earth government was allowing them to do so. They couldn't do anything about it anyway at the time, in exchange for technologies.
Right.
And as we slowly started to develop our own secret space program, working with other non-terrestrials, we developed a really advanced infrastructure and space program that we could then begin to police our own biosphere a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to police and prevent a lot of these abductions. And the ICC, the Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate,
right,
being the moral people they are, or immoral, they began to see humans as a commodity. These extraterrestrial groups don't use money. They all barter.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
But they started to abduct people themselves, humans abducting humans, and started to trade them off to various different interstellar groups in trade for technology and biological specimens from different parts of the galaxy.
Oh my God, Corey! This sounds like the slave trade of the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries from Africa.
Yep.
Wow.
That was an interview I had done with Corey Good back several years ago, and along those same lines, this is another gentleman I interviewed in 2016 and 17, named Tony Rodriguez. Tony was forced into the secret space program, and I wanted to play a little bit about his interview, too. It's about 4 or 5 minutes long, but it gives you a taste of what happened to Tony. He had alienated a schoolmate. He was only, must have been, what, 12 or 13 years old, a young man. And he had gotten into the two young boys didn't like each other. And so one of the young boys, his father was a member of the Illuminati. So he asked his dad to ask the gray aliens to come in and abduct him. And he can tell you a little bit about that now. And go ahead and play the clip, Eric. Thank you so much. Tony Rodriguez, who was with the Secret Space Program for 20 years. And he has so much to say. It's an incredible story. And Tony, hi, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Good.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, good. Good. So happy to have you on today. I want to ask my producer, Eric, is his sound level okay? It's good. Okay, great. Well, Tony, there's so many things we could go on, but I'll try to keep my questions short here. How did you get into the secret space program, and what happened to you, Tony?
Okay, well, I wasn't in on a official capacity, whereas I wasn't the typical person that went in.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the program I was in was a smaller offshoot of other programs that were running. In other words, they developed the technology and certain people were in charge of it, and a few people had it for their own private use. And basically, I was a victim of it. I wasn't I wasn't what they were looking for. I was just somebody at the time. What happened was I went to school in southern Michigan, And I was in the TAG program at the time, and it was fourth grade. I was tested, and I was one of the top 5% in the school. And mm-hmm. so it was talented and gifted is what the acronym stands for, the TAG program. Mm-hmm. And one of the children in there came to our school that year, and he was very bright. He was by far the smartest of us, and we didn't really get along. And one day, you know, this was fourth grade. I was a 9-year-old boy. And he says one day, my dad's an Illuminati. What's your dad do? And I didn't have any idea what that was. But him and I just, you know, as boys do, we kind of were trying to see who was the alpha, you know, between us. So
sure.
I was, I don't want to say mean to him, but I was, you know, degraded. I embarrassed him a couple times. And so mm-hmm. he took note of that. We were never friends again.
Mm-hmm.
But later for our science fair for that school, his dad came in and was a judge. And when I walked by them in the cafeteria, we were setting up our science exhibits. He said, Dad, that's the boy that ruined my confidence. And then they had a weird conversation. You know, his dad said, we can do some. I forget what they said exactly, but he said, well, he doesn't really deserve that. And I just walked away. I didn't really understand. And then it wasn't a couple days later, I went through the standard alien abduction scenario.
Okay.
And I was taken, and I was put through what is called the 20 and back.
Tony,
I was taken and...
Not to interrupt my friend, but you were abducted. Who were they, Grays, who abducted you? Did you see them who abducted
yes.
you?
Yes. In the okay. middle of the night, basically, I woke up. There was some... We had the old ringer phone on the wall. It would start ringing.
Yeah.
And you could hear something going on outside. There were lights, bright lights out the window. And mm-hmm. You could hear, like, crackling noises. And then the phone would ring, and nobody would get it. Mm-hmm. And we all stayed in bed for some, which I thought was weird. It rang and rang and... I went back to sleep, then the lights went out, and I woke up, and I had a gray standing face-to-face with me. You know, I was laying in bed, and he was standing over me in the bed. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I moved, they did something, and I was frozen. And then some shorter reptilians came in from the end of my bed and picked me up and carried me out. And I think we were portaled out. I don't remember. I remember a bright flash of light over by the window of my bedroom, and I lost consciousness, and I woke up in a laboratory.
My goodness. Well, please continue. Yeah.
Basically, from that time on, I experienced 20 years. I went through some medical procedures, and I eventually woke up and had no memory of my family or where I came from. And I was a person, I was kept as a slave. I was used as a piece of equipment. And I was traded for personal use. And went from program to program after, you know, they would keep me for a certain, they would train me for a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And once I was no good for it anymore or not as good for it, they would send me to a different program. I was leased. I think I was traded like a piece of equipment or a piece of property. And I went through several programs. I went through the MK Ultra kind of mind control programming where they basically tortured us as kids. And I was not alone in there. There were other kids, maybe half a dozen to a dozen kids, and it wasn't a dozen. There was probably 8 or 9 mm-hmm. kids that went through the same thing. And when we got done testing from that, we ended up in a program where they would drug us and put us out and use us for psychic service, for psychic...
Isn't that an amazing interview? This poor man was taken in a program. What I realized, too, at the end of his interview... He was taken in this program, and the first thing he did was he was used as a drug runner for criminal groups bringing drugs into the United States. After that, he was sold into the sex slave as a young boy. After that, he was taken to the moon and then Mars, and then eventually to a little asteroid called Ceres, C-E-R-E-S, which at the time was a Nazi breakaway colony. That existed just outside of Mars in the asteroid belt, a fairly large colony where he worked there for, I'm not sure how many years, maybe 10, 15 years. And he was basically used as a slave. And the people there on this asteroid belt were humans, but they were Germans who escaped from World War II, and they had families. And so it was their descendants who had established this Nazi colony, and they believed in a hierarchy of classes of human societies, and they kept people like Tony as a slave working for them. And Of course, he said there was no escape. And then when he was all done with his work there, they did what's called a 20-year back program. In other words, he spent 20 years in this program, and then what he said happened to him, he was taken by these Nazis to the dark side of the moon. It's called the LOC, Lunar Operations Command, and they use a special machine to reverse the time on his body, so he was brought back to being a boy of 12, 13 years old. Then he was taken back in time using time travel technology. I know this sounds far out, but this is what he said. Back to the time just after when he was abducted as a little boy back in 1980 or 81. And the funny thing is, with this kind of technology, he has had problems since that time of older age, problems of arthritis, even though chronologically Tony may be in his late 40s, early 50s. But because he went to this 20-year and back program, spiritually, he's actually another 20 years. So he may be, if he's 50 years old now, he might be 70 years old. And he said that there were many, many people that he had met who were abducted in this fashion in this 20-year and back program. Now, one of the things that they did, he said, was to completely take out their memory. They do what's called a memory wipe at the LOC. And this LOC, by the way, he said, is all paid for by the taxpayers of the United States listening to this message, for monies that's been paid for a secret and illegal space program that we have in no control over. One of the things that he said as well is that they have machines in the secret space program which can cure cancer 100%. You lay down on this bed, and there's a computer there that reprograms your vibration, much what the work that Dr. Moto Michiko does, to get rid of your cancer. And then once it's got rid of it, doesn't come back. They can regrow limbs like that too. And I also asked him too, well, let's say, for example, if you're in an accident and you die, he said that all you need is a part of the brain that's still alive, and you can regenerate the entire body and bring the person back to life. This is truly fantastic technology, of which hardly anybody here on this planet has. One of the things that Randy Kramer told me in an interview several months ago, he was another member of the Secret Space Program, he said that what they've been doing for the last couple of decades is that they've been taking scientists in the program, people who, for example, were active in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and regenerating their body and regressing them maybe from an age of 70 to 80 years old back to when they were in their 30s or 20s or even 40s. And one follow-up question that I had for him that I wasn't able to ask is, have they been taking Nazi scientists and regenerating them as well and keeping them alive? Now, I suspect the answer is yes to that, because he told me on the air, and you can listen to my interview from it was from July of this year on my outoftheworld1150.com website. He said that many of these scientists are very valuable, so we don't want them to die. So we keep them perpetually alive. And they keep them alive from the head down, because if they regress their brain too much, like when they're teens or 20s, then they start acting like kids again, and we don't want them going out drinking, carousing, and everything. We want them sort of to be working for us in the secret space program. But this brings up an area that is totally untouched and nobody's talked about, but there's a lot of implications of this. But one of the things that my galactic friends have said is that this is a time of truth, and that they won't be able to hide it anymore, and this information is now coming out, both on my program, on Coast to Coast radio program, and many programs across the country and the world, too. So for those listening today, that's why my spirit friends on the other side, including President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and, of course, Professor Albert Einstein and Senator Robert F. Kennedy have all said that our future is very, very bright, and that we have to do is hold on. And they've all emphatically said that there's going to be no World War III and no conflict, major conflict. Sure, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have challenges, but we are going to have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. Please stay tuned. We're going to attempt to reach Simon Parks during the next hour. And for the rest of this few seconds left, I'd like to play the beautiful song, the Japanese water song, if we could, Eric, and then we'll come right back. Please stay tuned, friends, for the next hour.
「光の星青い地球は水の星光の星」